It's Olivia on GX94, and I'm joined by the one, the only, Josh Stumpf. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much for having me on.
I'd like to call you Mr. Highway Money myself, because that was your debut single with your record label, and it did quite well, if I might add. You know, over 2.6 million streams. It spent 7 weeks in the top 10, and here on GX94, it peaked at number 2 in our top 50.
Oh, wow.
I know. So how does it feel having hit so many big milestones so early in your career?
Dude, it's incredible. I did not think that it would do what it did. And it's just such a good feeling that people are receiving it so well, and that the work is paying off and people are appreciating what I'm doing. It's a really good feeling.
Well, it's an amazing song. I do just want to touch on one more thing when it comes to Highway Money. In this song, like, you sing, "We got just enough highway money." You talk about possibly driving to Carolina or California. So we're talking about, like, a big multi-day trip, accounting for gas, food, possibly hotel. Josh Stumpf, how much money is just enough highway money?
Oh, I guess it all depends on where you're going, eh? We went to, me and my now fiance, I proposed on the trip, but we went to CCMA's in Kelowna. And we ended up driving from PA to Kelowna, and it was about a 15 or 16 hour drive. But with her car, I was pretty good on gas. I think we probably only spent a couple $100 on gas.
Okay, that's awesome. That's amazing.
Thank you.
I did want to bring up the CCMAs, actually, because you've gone to them twice now. You went to the one in Edmonton the year before, and Now you went to the one in Kelowna this year. How are those kind of a bit different?
Oh, well... The biggest difference I noticed this year was there was quite a bit more people this time who knew who I was. Last year was definitely just a lot more kind of following people around and kind of just observing and taking it all in. And this year was a lot of that too, but I got to, you know, play on some more stages and do some more showcases, and people knew who I was there, which was crazy to me. It was a good time.
That's awesome. And, you know, coming up next year, the CCMAs are actually going to be in Saskatoon. Do you plan on going
to that one? I will be going to that one. I'm excited for that one.
You actually just newly got signed to an agency. You're signed to Paquin Artist Agency for live representation. So How are they going to be helping you out?
Well, we're working together now to kind of set myself up for the summer 2026, starting to fill my calendar. So we got some offers coming in and stuff. And yeah, they've been awesome.
Ooh, that is exciting. But I think... I think what the people are most excited for, Josh, is that you have a new single.
I do.
Nobody Roads.
Yeah.
It was actually written by you, Patricia Conroy, Dwayne Thompson, and Mitch Merritt. What was the energy like? Did you guys kind of know what you wanted to write going into it, or did it just kind of come from all of you together, or how did it happen?
This one was interesting because this was actually my first trip to Nashville. It was the first time I had ever left the country. This was day one of the writing trip, the first writing session, going into a room with legends. And so I was definitely nervous for sure. Mitch was the one who had the idea. He had Nobody Roads written in his phone, and we worked off of that. But it's just about, you know, it felt so relatable to me that I really, really wanted to write this one. You know, being from Saskatchewan, you know, a big therapy for me was always, you know, if I had something weighing on me super heavy or had to get something off my chest or off my mind, I would just take a grid road and go drive for an hour or two, spit some rocks up. I know no one's going to find me out there. I'm not going to get in trouble. I'm not going to be judged, none of that kind of stuff. Or sometimes just drop the tailgate and just kind of sit in the silence of it. So, and I think that's something, you know, most people from around here especially can relate to. So this song is real special to me. And I don't even think it took us that long to write. I think it came in probably like an hour or two.
Oh, wow. Well, that is amazing. Can't wait to play it. It officially comes out on Friday, right?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Josh. If I could just ask you one more question.
Sure.
If you had to choose, who would be like a dream collaborator for you? Maybe it's writing, producing, or like singing a song together. Who's like that dream person for you?
Oh, dude.
I know.
I'm going to say either like a Chris Stapleton or Hardy.
Oh, those are two great answers. Thank you so much for calling in, Josh.
Thank you so much for having me on.